You probably know that going to church is counter to our culture. No more is it the norm to protect Sunday morning from other activities. If you think about playing hockey or soccer or going on a hike with an organized group or paddling with the canoe club, guess what? They all happen on Sunday morning. The ministerial association I attended rather briefly in St. John's, Newfoundland, was up in arms about Sunday morning soccer practices. They wanted to make a fuss about it, but in the end, I think they realized that times were changing and they couldn't do anything about it. Here in Cascadia, the situation is worse than those ministers in Newfoundland could ever imagine. BC doesn't have a dominant church culture like there was once at one time back east, whether Protestant in Ontario or Catholic in Quebec or Newfoundland. Church going is not a big deal here. A couple of years ago, Vancouver Sun religion editor Douglas Todd gathered a bunch of academics from all over Cascadia, that is the wet left parts and urban parts of BC, Washington, and Oregon, to talk about the spirituality and the religiosity of the area. We are different, much less conventionally religious than the rest of either Canada or the US. Todd cites Stats Canada saying that some 60% of British Columbians have no affiliation with formal religion, meaning they haven't set foot in any door lately. That does not mean that we are not concerned about things spiritual, though. He reports that only 14% of us identify as atheist or agnostic. Some two-thirds of these non-affiliated folks do believe in God. More than half say they have spiritual needs. Sociologist Mark Shibley calls this group the secular but spiritual. What is implied here is that folks here in BC and the rest of Cascadia are spiritual but not religious, using a commonly held distinction between these two descriptors. The difference these days, as Vancouver Sun, as Todd points out in his column last week, is becoming more polarized, less nuanced. In this view, Todd says religion is institutional, authoritarian. Religion is equated with the Crusades, terrorism, and judgmental US televangelists. Religion is rigid and divisive and absolutistic, fundamentalism. The contrast is the term spiritual, which can be described as the transformation of consciousness to a state of awakening. Religion has become evil, spirituality is good, liberating. I first ran into this distinction as an either-or almost 10 years ago in another congregation. A new Unitarian there found liberation in the distinction. She thought that Unitarians were spiritual, not religious, certainly not like the religious she grew up with. I countered that we were indeed a religious organization with a hierarchy, although not a real long and high one. But that wasn't her experience, and so she didn't believe me. It's true, we Unitarians do not have a creed or other designated belief system imposed by anyone else. You might come to realize there's an implicit one. However, we do have an organization. No, not a super rigidly organized one. Yes, it has human frailties. However, gathering together as we do has its benefits. First, we are exposed to all kinds of ideas in a more organized way than we might do on our own. We come to recognize that we, as individuals, are not the only thing going. There are others out there, others who could use our help sometimes. Together, we work to understand the meaning in our lives, both individual and communal. That is what religion is all about, right from its Latin root, meaning to bind together. What is it that holds us together? We sang, we're coming home to the spirit in our soul. We're coming home, and the healing makes us whole. It's been said that church is the place we go to learn to be human, to learn to be whole, that is healed, whole. Many people, after attending a Unitarian church for the first time, say, I felt like I'd come home. So what do we mean when we say a particular community is home? The Unitarian Fellowship of Fredericton, New Brunswick, says it this way on their website. Home is where you are accepted for being who you are. Home is where you are free to ask the questions without feeling out of place. Home is where you are supported in your successes and your struggles. Home is where you belong, even if you disagree. I've been exploring the various ways we use the word home for the past while. It can mean the house you grew up in, where perhaps, maybe, your parents still live. It can mean the province or the country if you were somewhere else. It can mean any of the houses you have lived in as an adult or the geographic area in which they are located. It can refer to being at home in your body. It can mean the earth as our collective home. The tradition used to be that one day a week you were at home for callers. Home is a malleable notion, and we use it a lot. The reality is that we are all journeyers, too. We are moving all the time, maybe not all the time physically, but psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally. I personally have physically moved from Pennsylvania, my home of origin, to Ohio for university, to Alberta with Al for his job, to Newfoundland for my job, to Michigan, and then back to Newfoundland and here to BC for my job. I no longer have a long-held image of myself as a stationary homebody. I am a nomad, a gypsy. I carry my home, my sense of home, with me by necessity. I even have three tents. One is big enough to live in, actually, for quite some time. Many of you will have similar stories of moving home, carrying it with you. Beacon has had more than one home as well. It is true that we met for some 24 years at Place Millardville in Coquitlam. Even during that time, though, we sometimes met elsewhere, whether for a service when they needed the place for some event, or the congregational dinner, or many smaller gatherings. We have met here on Sunday mornings for, this is the start of our third year. Now we are looking for better accommodations for all of us and the children's program. We will carry our home, our sense of home, with us. Franklin had the right idea. His neighborhood, his community, was all the people he could think of. Everybody that make it home. It is this sense of home that we value so much. We need that secure place where we know we will be taken in. It is a place with both familiarity and challenge, hopefully. A place with familiar faces and those who know and care about us, and where we get to know new folks, too. It is no wonder that we contribute so much money and time and energy on building and maintaining the tent that keeps out the cold and the rain. It's no wonder that we gather so much firewood. We work hard to keep the home fires burning. We need to be especially grateful for those who take on bigger roles in this task, like members of the board and various committees. Without such deliberate maintenance, our home, the organization that is Beacon Unitarian Church, would fade away. I will close with a quote from Kimberly Dovey. Home can be a room inside a house within a neighborhood within a city, and a city within a nation. At each level, the meaning of home gains in intensity. Home is a place of security within an insecure world, a place of certainty within doubt, a familiar place in a strange world, and a sacred place in a profane world. It is a place of autonomy and power in a world where others make the rules. Amen.